personal shopper, pets nutritionist, and customized travel planner are just a few examples of the new occupations in Chinese cities. And also, we want to see what is the trend about this. So let's go with the personal shopper. Is it becoming a bit more popular these days?
Well, I guess so. In big cities, personal shoppers have emerged and prevailed in most upscale department stores. They're ideal assistants for people lacking in sense of fashion. So people like me, I'm come in and I'm like, I'm a fashion emergency. Help me. And they're like, get over here. Take everybody. We need your help. Come on, come on. So these kind of people, you come into maybe an upscale store, and there'll be someone to help you. They'll say, oh, I actually, sir, I would go with this cut of pants. I think you have that figure for it. This kind of person. As personal shoppers go, their goal is to give solutions, security, and above all, confidence in people's personal image. Who doesn't want to hear as soon as they get out that dressing room, someone be like, fabulous. You know, that just
You want
sounds,
to hear that?
yeah, who doesn't? I want to come out and someone be like, fabulous, we made the right call. And I'm like, oh, thank God, you know? So these kind of people, they're giving you confidence, they're helping you find those items that give you confidence. And the thing is, confidence is priceless. So people will definitely pay for this kind of thing. Although my first inclination when I was reading and researching this kind of thing is I thought of, have you guys seen that movie with Will Smith? It's called Hitch.
Yes.
Hitch. So Will Smith, he's a nice guy. He's like, listen, I help maybe guys that have trouble getting or
Girls.
meeting girls, the right girl. I help them out. I basically, help them find their style, their confidence, these kinds of things, so they can talk to the ladies they're really interested in. Though he's not trying to help guys hook up with girls, he's trying to help guys find the right girl. So it's a cute story, made me think of this personal shopper, and obviously there's an industry for it in these big cities.
Yes, and it's not the only one. We've heard the word marriage counselor in a lot of American drama series, and you see people, unhappy people, go through this and end up, I mean, divorced. So basically, I don't think that's that useful according to those drama. But apparently, nowadays in China, there are professionals starting this business of being this marriage counselor, and their job is to save the client's marriage. According to a certain report, the clients, mostly wives and husbands with mistresses, hire these people to persuade the mistresses to leave the man. And the workers use an array of methods to achieve the goal based on specific situations of different cases. So basically, I feel like the husbands are not really putting his heart into the affair. He's basically just, well, in a way, playing with those girls and now wanted to get rid of them.
Or he put his heart too much into the affair, because that's another term we call someone who has kind of this side action. But yeah, definitely, I think there's no excuse for this kind of behavior.
No, and actually, I think a marriage counselor it's a legitimate occupation. And
Yes.
what Nihulian described earlier, I think that's more of a what do you call that? It's like a marriage saver or something like that. It's less about professional knowledge, but it's kind of something that recently became popular on Chinese social media that there are things that both parties can do that are kind of operating in the gray area to try to save a marriage or sabotage the affair. But with marriage counseling, I think that's actually something quite interesting that is picking up steam in Chinese cities. As we see,
Oh, yeah, that's
divorce
true.
rates are really high, so a lot of people are experiencing problems in marriage. And before you divorce, you kind of want to go to someone who's a professional and maybe have knowledge in psychology and just getting the two people in the same room and try to get them open up and talk.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's way too lenient on the guy. It's just kind of like saying, oh, go away, get out of the picture. Let's let things, but this problem will happen again. That's not real counseling. It's not fixing the problem. But let's go to the next one, a little more happier, I think. According to New Hong Lin, this is, guys,
My
her
dream job,
dream job.
yes.
Basically, a hotel connoisseur, someone who goes to the best hotels around the world and talks about the proper layout of how a hotel should be.
Yeah.
So these guys are basically, their salary can reach up, as I understand, maybe 10,000 RMB a gig, a job. And you might be thinking, God, that sounds super easy. But no, I don't think it is. You'll find many times in the business industry, they're going to throw out words like, Hyang, you know, so I think your hotel's really great, but it's kind of too modern and unapproachable. When I see it, I get this kind of vibe like it's not for me. Your demographic is this, yet your modern approach is going this way. There's a lot of aspects to, I think, what a hotel connoisseur actually does.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they really kind of find out how to market better to who you want to market
yes.
better to.
And to clarify, this is my second dream job.
Oh, sorry.
The first one is being here with fabulous
sweet.
And smart He Yang. And according to his palm reading, maybe not that bright, right?
Yeah, so we'll talk about that.
Oh,
yeah,
that's brand new information.
And yeah, and with you, our dear listeners, that makes me really happy. And sleep all day as a job, not very exciting anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the other ones. We've got pet nutritionist. I could see, again, New Hong Lin totally taking advantage of this. Basically, just imagine a nutritionist is someone who constructs a diet that's healthy for you, that keeps your life, maybe very, gives you that longevity in life. Maybe if you're having some kind of issues like gout, something that is affecting you or hurting you, they can change your diet to maybe try to make that less of a problem in your life. Well, they got that for pets now because there's people like New Hong Lin that are just cat freaks.
Love my cats.
Cat freaks. And so, yeah, and then you can understand what follows next. Pet groomer. And these are people, actually another movie. I was thinking of The Secret Life of Pets, which I liked. Mm. Okay, it was a fun movie, okay? But there's this poodle who listens to hard rock. So he's just sitting there all refined. And then as soon as his master leaves, plays this really loud rock music and goes crazy. But he obviously has some really good grooming. Yeah. And then there's finally here we got trip advisor / planner. And you can imagine these are people that help you plan that perfect holiday, get rid of all that frustration about it all, make all those calls. God, it sounds nice. Maybe if you're not super romantic, you're like, hey, I want to take her somewhere real special, but she didn't like McDonald's, so what do I do? This guy will help you figure that out, make a really cool trip. I think this would be a hard job for me, though, because I think I would plan these trips and then be like, oh, so you guys, can I go with you? Because, you know, that sounds like you'd be invested in this kind of thing. But also, again, I would say this is very similar to something like a travel agent.
Yes. Yeah, but this is customized service that's tailor-made for you.
High-end.
Yes. Yeah, so yes. I think that's maybe a keyword here, high-end.
Yeah.
That is, when you look at the jobs that submerged here on this list are all answering to a more differentiated and maybe nuanced demand from maybe slightly more wealthier customers than in the old days. So why do you think these are the occupations that have emerged and become popular?
Yes, so we've actually talked about some really un-Euro, weird, strange jobs in the past, including someone who call you and wake you up in the morning, but those are not really legit jobs. But now we are seeing all these new professions. I think it has something to do with the creation and innovation. What after the emergence of internet, and then people started to want more. And with that demand in the market, other smart people started to provide that service and earning money out of it.
For me, it's a little more simple. I think as the living standards and wages and all this stuff just, you know, have so much improved in so many areas in certain places around the world, you'll find that this kind of thing happens. Basically, people who have money like to spend that money. That's why they work so hard many times to get it. And so they like to spend it on things that are aesthetically pleasing, things that we would not necessarily think are practical. But when you have a lot of money, you don't need to worry about the practical. Maybe you can worry about the creative, the more fun and aesthetic, as I said, aesthetically pleasing things.
Yeah, and I also think if you have a huge market like the Chinese we got, and with such a huge population, with improving living standards of people, a little bit more disposable income and less time, as you might be working very hard, as urban dwellers often do, then if you can pay someone to do the unpleasant things of making choices and picking out things, then why not? That's maybe other, that's also another scene of the upgrade of the service industry in China. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yu Holian.